And so that wasn't important to me. That was paper. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had it, and, you know. And so it wasn't, I didn't feel an urgency to actually read it. Mm-hmm. And so I never asked her to show me the deed or anything. I let her keep it for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then she gave it back, you know, she finally went on and gave it to me, and I went on and got it. Because at one time we thought we were having a possible poor connection with our wiring system. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't sure of where it was within the papers that she had for the house. And so she just gave me the envelope with them in there. Mm-hmm. And it was then that I even decided to even look at it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I found out where I was.
What, when you were a girl, what would have been the most prestigious part of town for you to live in?
I felt where I was.
And you lived actually about 5 or 6 blocks down the street.
Right. You know where the Elks Club is down there? Mm-hmm. I lived two houses from it. You know, Bullock Street comes down mm-hmm. on this side and it goes right into our yard. And we have had cars come down Bullock Street and have lost brakes and gone, have run right across our front yard into this way.
I worked for a soft drink company one summer. Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper bottle company delivered uh-huh. 7-Ups and so forth to the Elks Club there in Fenton. Uh-huh. Places.
My cousin lives right mm-hmm. next door to it. That brick house right next to it. Right here is Wayne Street mm-hmm. that comes in between that house and the Elks Club.
How near?
And
then you went to Alabama State schools. How near to the Alabama State do you live?
Oh, I would say about 2 miles. Mm-hmm. 2 miles. I had to say roughly, I guess.
Was there any special name for that area of town? That section? This section I live in.
Right.
That's true. when you were a girl, what would have been, say, the least prestigious part of town you could have lived in?
Washington Park.
Washington Park. Where is that located?
That's hard to say. It's over this way, way back somewhere, near where Gibbs Village is.
Okay. So it's the west. The west part.
Evidently. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I have heard for a long time, I didn't even know what this side of town was called. I didn't know it was called the track. Mm-hmm. The track side. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that there was an arbor guest here, a slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. I think I was graduating from college when one of my professors there at college asked me about if we still had arbor guest here. And I looked at him as if
I never heard that term.
Right, I didn't either. And I immediately ran to the dictionary to find out what he was asking me about. But I wasn't about to let him know that I didn't know when I'm getting ready to march down that aisle.
That's
right. Right, I said, now, I'm really not sure. I didn't say one way or the other. I didn't know that what it was. I didn't even know it was one here. And it just so happened that my mother and my father had come up for my graduation, and I think what it was, I was taking them around to meet some of the professors there. Mm-hmm. And this one in the graduate school, that's what who he was asking me if this were the case. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know. I said, well, Mother, do you? And she said, well, the slaughterhouse has been torn down for years. And this, I said, is that what that animal is? Oh boy, I said, it's a good thing you said it, I'm ready to walk down now.
what other sections of town would have been not very prestigious to live in? Were there others?
North Montgomery.